You're gonna find me on the champagne clouds. I'm living easy and I won't come down. So if you need me, I'll be up here. I don't care about anyone that's trying to get me downstairs. You're gonna find me on the champagne clouds. I'm living easy and I won't come down. We'll keep it going.
I'm Hello, hello, hello. You got to put your headphones on. Yeah, you got to put these here so we're on the same page. These might be the broken ones. That's why. We have one that where like one side doesn't work. Hello, everyone. Is it too loud?
No, it's good.
Okay, it's good. Bring that closer to your face.
Do we have to?
Yes. You don't have to talk. I can do the talking. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and usually I'm doing my show at 5 p.m. on Fridays, which is 8 hours ago. My headphones are too loud. I can hear my voice too clearly. But yeah, I'm doing it now at 1 a.m. I haven't done a 1 a.m. show since like freshman year. So this is a change up. Hello, anyone who's listening, enjoying your Friday night. It's spring break. It's spring break, Tufts students. Enjoy your time like we are. I'm in the studio here with, you have so many good potential DJ names. Like J Merckx is such a good, is a perfect.
I'll take it.
Wait a second. Yeah, J Merckx or, I don't know, what's another potential name?
Waters.
DJ Merckx. That's actually a really good one. Your last name is just very, like, it's very good sounding.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I made it myself.
Yeah, this is blatantly not true. So we didn't really have a plan coming. We just were like, hey, let's go take over the radio waves because a lot of people are missing. So we're here. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, and usually my show is All Chat, the video game talk show, with DJ Heejay, who is currently in New York City with some friends before he goes to Italy in a few days. I envy him a little bit, just a little bit, not too much, just the right amount of envy. But I'll be around. I'm actually going to be around a lot this weekend. My best friend's coming out from Chicago, so I'm going to make sure that I'm coming in here almost every other day with him, and we're just going to take over the radio waves like all week and next week because there's going to be so much free time to on the station. There's going to be so many people missing from the station because so many students are not here in Boston and on campus. So just expect a lot of different schedules coming out of this coming week since it is spring break for students. We're going to keep up the music, probably go into some classic Tokyo Police Club, very traditional for me, and then I don't know, we're gonna go back and forth, right? Do you have an idea of what song you want to play next?
Nope.
You gotta bring this microphone in front of your mouth. It is your mouth's best friend.
Ew.
Don't touch it with your mouth though.
I won't.
You gotta practice your radio voice.
La 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 la.
It's on a singing microphone. Introduce yourself. Like, as if it's an icebreaker and everyone's like, oh, who's this person that we've never heard before?
My name is DJ Merckx.
Perfect. Long time listener, first time caller. I don't know, explain who you are.
No.
Yeah, you're right. No one cares. All right, they're all here to see me. It's 1:10. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. 1:10:36.
I'm so tired.
I hope you guys are enjoying your Saturday morning, Friday night, and we're gonna go back into the music. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back with a PSA in a little bit after a short burst of music. The music will wake you up. Don't worry.
I know.
It better.
I'm ready.
I can't.
My body is ready.
I can't just give you energy. I'm trying to work off of your energy. Your aura is not working with mine. There's a bad aura reading going on right now. I'm going to go with... should I go with Vertigo or should I go with Awesome Day?
I was literally just thinking Vertigo. Or should
I
go with, yeah.
I think Vertigo is just... I need that energy
Vertigo
right now.
Vertigo and then Tunnel Vision.
We can't... Legally, we can't play the same artist... More than three times in a row. So we should play Tokyo Police Club, then go to a different artist, then come back. Like, we should do every other one is Tokyo Police Club.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play Vertigo by Tokyo Police Club, and
we're going to play 4 a.m.
Yes. You love that song. It's been your song of the week. All right. Enough of the outro. See you in a bit. Say bye.
Bye.
Feet is a long way down. I can't even remember which side I'm on. Pushing up the daisies or pushing for our race. It's a big bad world till you're on the ground. Should I be worried when I get this way? 'Cause I can't tell.
Frustrated with myself, but I can't change. I don't want to be me anymore. And all the ticks, talks, and clicks of clocks that tell time tell me this is just a game. To help me get some rest, oh my darling dear. make plans.
We're gonna make plans.
Do it right.
We locked it in our sights.
Locked it in our sights. I'll la-di-da.
Such a good song. Gotta put your headphones on. I completely forgot to put mine on. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. We're bringing the energy back at 1 o'clock in the morning. One o'clock. And why do I feel so old thinking that 1:25 in the morning is late?
It's just late. Just
choked on dust. Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is technically Ski Cops. That's the name of the show. Name of the show is Ski Cops, but I'm subbing. My name is Mr. Gracias. My show's usually on Fridays at like 8 hours ago. 5 p.m. is on Fridays, called All Chat, the video game talk show where we talk about video games and stuff. But right now I'm subbing and we're playing music. I'm here with DJ Merks.
Hey.
This is our first time on the station, right?
It is.
First time doing a show?
It is.
First time talking on the radio waves?
It is. Couldn't you tell?
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. Can't tell. Not at all. So if someone's driving in their car right now and they're listening to this show, and then they like hear your voice going through the microphone, then like into the radio waves, and then into their car speakers, and then out and into their ears. True. That's the first, like, this is a first time experience for both of you. It's very intimate.
Wow, buy me dinner first.
I mean, not everyone who's listening can buy you dinner, Jesus. You're not that important, right? Call. Let's bring it back a little bit. But you were just listening to Tokyo Police Club, the Mowglis, Born Ruffians. You're a pretty big fan of the Mowglis right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You went to go see them live, right?
I did.
Not that long ago. How was that?
Incredible.
Where did they go? Inform me.
They were at Brighton Music Hall. And
I've never been there.
It was a super small venue, mm-hmm. which was amazing. And they were just the most wholesome and happy and wonderful people.
Amazing.
It was an enlightening experience.
Wow. I'm sure it was. I told you, I saw him freshman year, and that was an experience. You leave there just feeling so rejuvenated about humanity and just like life. We're going to go back into the music, although we are going to go into pop punk.
Oh, yeah.
It is that time.
It's always that time.
But I think when you're getting closer to like the like sleep deprivation time, mm-hmm. that's when pop punk saves you. It's it gives you that second wind. So I hope those of you that are listening are ready for some pop punk at 1:30 in the morning on a Friday night. Yeah, enjoy. Those of you that are tough students or know a tough student, enjoy your spring breaks. For those of you that are still around and not on spring break, thank you for listening. Welcome. I hope we're entertaining. Do we want to do the PSA now, or do we want to do it later?
Later.
Post-pop-punk?
Post-pop-punk.
Wow, we're creating a whole nother genre. I feel like that is a genre. Like the post-pop-punk era of music. We're living in it. That's what we're living in. anything after pop punk is just post pop punk, and that's like, it's like BC and AC, like AD is just like that was it. Okay, we're gonna go back in the music. You're gonna be listening to "I Write Sins, Not Tragedies" by Panic at the Disco. What a classic! You're welcome. Don't worry, you don't need to call me and thank me. Although our lines are open if you do want to call. We love company. We love company, and highly encourage it. If you are intoxicated, we'll allow it. We'll allow it a little bit. But our number is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And we're going to go back to the music. Say bye.
Bye.
Imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I shine in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of. Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
Oh! and dispatch us to those separate work camps. I'll dream about you. I will not doubt you with the passing of time. Your picture, I'm coming with you, dear Maria, count me in. There's a story at the bottom of this bottle, and I'm the pen.
Oh my god, that was such a good song. Such a good song. I hope you guys are enjoying it too. We're having a pop punk moment. It's not just a moment, it's a lifestyle, really. It's a lifetime. Yeah, you're not wrong. If you're enjoying it and you have a specific pop punk era anthem that you want to listen to, you're more than welcome to call and let us know. You can go online and look at our. The number's there. I don't want to say it again. But yeah, we're going to go into a PSA, right? You picked out a PSA from our PSA Bible. And you can just start reading it out. Like, do you need me to play some like theatrical music? Do you want me to?
No, I think I can.
Like, you have to make sure it's like a voice, you know, of what's the word? What's the word I'm looking for? Authority.
I look like I'm 12.
No one knows what you look like.
Authority.
People only know what you sound like.
I also sound 12, so it's not.
The secret is to get the mic very close to your mouth.
Very close to my mouth.
And then speak like the people are in the microphone.
See, but how can I read the paper?
You already sound
10
times better. What? Oh, I see your problem. Lower it.
Oh, that's a good point.
The whole thing moves pretty well.
All right, you're right. Okay.
So what PSA did you pick out for us?
So numbers to think about, prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. So the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You read that?
Oh,
yeah.
I read that. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You're welcome.
Thank you. That was very educational, actually. I thought it was going to be an ad against marijuana, but those are outdated.
No, yeah.
Those are very outdated. I don't know if you remember old ads from like the beginning of the 2000s.
No.
There was ads for like when kids would come home like stoned and like they would be like visually their bodies become flat. Like it was saying that like smoking weed makes you passive and like not yourself and like lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember those ads on TV on like Cartoon Network and stuff.
I do not.
Yeah, those were quickly out. Those are now very outdated.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're gonna continue with the pop punk. Thank you for the PSA.
You're very welcome.
I always love the guest PSA announcement. Myself have only ever read one PSA in my entire DJ career. Always someone is here who reads the PSA, or I play one off of this. There's pre-recorded ones on here.
Weird.
That are a lot of fun. But the binder's a lot more fun because you can read whatever you want. Yeah. Should we go back into the music?
Yeah.
Totally. We're jamming out over here. I hope you guys are jamming out too. We're going to keep going with the music. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're having a pop punk moment. Be right back. Bye.
Bye.
Can I come over after school? Don't write yourself off then. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best. Teach everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little good in the middle, out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little good in the middle, out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star, she was shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life and nothing has been alright since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's 1985. She's seen all the classics, she knows every line. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? Bring back Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985. Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's
amazing.
Right?
This is great. I'm so glad we went pop punk. Oh. That was the best decision we could have made.
Sorry. Not allowed to hear.
No, I can hear you actually. You're actually audible.
You can hear me?
Yeah. You sound distant, but you're like, I can hear you.
Damn.
Hello, welcome back. We're reaching the end of our impromptu show. But it's definitely not the end for us, because we still have three songs in queue, and unless someone comes in and interrupts us, we are going to play these three songs to the fullest. We are leaving the pop punk era and going straight into like late 2000 rap and I don't know, hits. Starting off with Amelie by Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
At strong request by DJ Merks. And then after that, we're going to go into Forever, which was Kanye, Drake, Lil Wayne, Young Money, basically. So, yeah, we're going to go into that. And I hope you've been enjoying this. This has been Ski Cops, but not really. It's just been an impromptu pop punk late night radio show. That's just how it goes. Yeah. All right. We're going to see you after these songs. No, we're not. This is actually our outro. So we're going to say goodbye here. If you ever want to catch me, the DJ talking to you right now, my DJ name is Mr. Gracias, and my show is on Fridays at 5 p.m., right at the beginning of the weekend, and you can catch me on, and my co-host, DJ Hej, our radio show. I'm losing the ability to talk. My radio show is called All Chat, the video game talk show, so it's mostly a talk show. We don't really play music from time. We maybe do it as a break